Okay, so what happened with this mistrial?
The jury could not come to a decision on Saturday night after 29 hours of deliberation. A couple things. The prosecution, in some ways, was at a disadvantage because they only had 2 months to prepare for trial because the original assistant district attorneys on the case, which included David Mitchum, who is at the top in the district attorney's office, accidentally saw some document which he should not have been able to see because the sheriff's office accidentally sent them to him. Therefore, he was disqualified from trying the case, and two new district attorneys had to jump on board in a murder trial and had to prepare for it in 2 months. But it's generally unheard of. Furthermore, to complicate matters, these new district attorneys were not even allowed to talk to David Mitchum or anybody else who had seen these documents. So they were at a big disadvantage when it came to trial time.
Yeah. What's next?
Well, we're looking for a retrial, and I believe it should happen because generally in the murder cases, they just don't usually have one trial if there's a mistrial. They have at least two, sometimes three.
Anything else people should know about it?
It's unfortunate that a person caught on video strangling someone to death cannot even be convicted of criminally negligent homicide, let alone murder. And I hope that one day in the near future, John Hernandez will get justice.